how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins. Welcome, I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell.
And today we're very excited to talk to you about the reticular activating system. And you're thinking, what? What's the reticular activating system? Well, you're about to learn. So John, let's go ahead and dig in.
Well, that's a good place to start. So the reticular activating system is the filter for the brain. It's the nightclub bouncer for determining what gets into your consciousness and what doesn't. And, you know, I find that a lot of people don't even know there is a filter for the brain. And, you know, I wish there was a filter for people's mouths, but, but there doesn't seem to be that. But maybe we need to invent that.
But, exactly. Maybe that's the next thing.
I know. But, you know, it's interesting. The brain has, it requires a filter because every second you have approximately 100 things coming into your consciousness every second. Now, a lot of it is unconsciously, but, you know, your brain is responsible for all the functions, you know, breathing and flowing your blood, all that. And so it just is overloaded with information and it needs a filter. And so that's what the reticular activating system is. And it's also sort of the basis for the law of attraction, because the way it functions is it brings into your consciousness what it knows is important to you. And so I'll throw that over to you because I know you have a great example and you can expound on that a little bit.
Yeah. You know, this is such an interesting topic, John, because like you said, most people don't even know that this exists. I didn't know it existed. I mean, I didn't understand this fact about our brains, and it's so important. Yeah. And so, you know, you were just kind of linked it to the law of attraction. It's the science behind kind of the law of attraction. And so I, you know, it's interesting. I liken this to, again, it being the filter for your life, and that whole idea of what you focus on expands. Well, the challenge that I was having, you know, prior to the 12-minute a day technique, and it was just that I wasn't focused on anything. You know, I was so, you know, I just all of these thoughts, you know, being in a totally reactive mode, just dealing with what was coming at me, those hundreds of things a day that you mentioned coming at you, that I wasn't focused. I wasn't informing my reticular activating system at all. So I was kind of in this state of overwhelm. And let me just give an example of how this really works. So once you get the clarity around, you know, what moves the needle in your business, or, you know, some of those really important things, you know, or your values or whatever the case may be, then your consciousness starts to come into your consciousness. So there were so many things that were right in front of my nose the whole time, but I didn't see them because I didn't tell my brain that that was important. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, I think I when we're talking to clients, I explain it a lot like Google, your reticular activating system being like Google, and your brain is like that search bar. And whatever you put in that search bar, it brings up the things that are aligned, you know, with what you've just searched on. And then, of course, you start to see those things. I was recently having a conversation with a friend, and she was talking about the fact she was worried about her kid, you know, maybe had ADHD or something along those lines. She goes, you know, the weirdest thing is that I started seeing commercials about it. And I started noticing stuff in my feed, you know, and I was like, well, that's probably because you were searching on it. But, you know, she's seeing commercials. She said, I saw a billboard about it. I overheard this in a conversation when I was in line, you know, at a restaurant the other day. And like, that's your reticular activating system at work. All of those conversations, those ads have always been on TV. That billboard's been there. You've probably driven by it 100 times. But because you're focused on this right now and thinking about it, you know, it's been brought into your consciousness. Does that help drive that point home?
Well, and think how, what an opportunity is when you define, here's exactly the person I want to be. Here's how I want to show up in the world. Here's exactly what I want to accomplish. And here's how I'm going to achieve my goals. And you have that level of clarity, you're telling your reticular activating, okay, this is what's important to me. So bring this to me. And it is amazing what it will bring to you. And it's such a untapped resource that most people don't do anything to use it to their advantage, right?
Oh, 100%. I wasn't. And that's the really cool thing about the 12-minute-a-day technique is that that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know, every day you're reminding your reticular activating system of what's important to you and what to focus on every single day. It's part of that programming. And so, you know, you're putting that reticular activating system to work. And I just can't believe I didn't know about this, you know, and that nobody teaches this in school. I mean, for how to effectively use your brain to create success.
Right. You know, it really is all about leveraging your brain. I mean, there's so many things, but this is at the center of this law of attraction. And, you know, the many years ago, The Secret came out, and which was all about the law of attraction. And the idea basically was that you envisioned exactly what you wanted and you attracted it. And, you know, I tell you, I bristle at that a little, because when The Secret came out, I think the thing that concerned me was it just doesn't magically come to you. You have to do the actions required to make it come to you. But nevertheless, the law of attraction is powerful in that if you give clarity to exactly what you want, and then you go the next step and define how you're going to get it, or to the best of your ability, how you're going to get it, it will bring it to you. Now, it'll adjust the actions, because oftentimes you see what you want, but you don't necessarily see exactly how you're going to get it and all the actions, but you probably see the first few steps to get it. And if you'll just, you know, feed what you want and how you're going to get it, the path will likely change. But it's, you know, you take the first step and then the second step appears and then the third step appears, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And that's the you know, interesting part about this is too, like I mentioned, there's so much of it that even just after getting that initial clarity and at the beginning of the process that we go through to do the 12-minute a day technique, just that process of creating clarity immediately started to inform my reticular activating system. And we hadn't even, you know, gotten all the way through the process, but it immediately, I saw it in action where I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, oh, I see, you know, that's been there the whole time. Oh, I see a way to get from point A to point B. You know, so it's just I don't know. It's such a asset to leverage when you know how to use it. And I mean, just think about that, the power behind, you know, being able to really create that kind of success using what you've already got. We've all got a reticular activating system. Put that baby to work.
Absolutely. You know, so tell your example of FedEx. I love that example.
Yeah. So, you know, I think right now, imagine the FedEx logo. You know, so you've seen that logo hundreds, if not thousands of times, driving down the road, pulling up to your house. So it's an orange and purple FedEx logo. And when the founders of FedEx were designing that logo, they wanted to, you know, incorporate some key elements that were important in their organization. And metrics, for example, was one of them. And so in the logo, they incorporated a measuring spoon. So, you know, like a little tablespoon. And so think about that for a minute. Have you ever seen a tablespoon? And so that, you know, in the FedEx logo? Well, there is one. It's in that small E. So again, it's that little tablespoon that's in the small, you know, lowercase E.
Right.
You know, and so that's there. You know, another thing that they wanted to incorporate was a tire to, you know, again, going to their roots. They started out over the road. So they actually have a tire, not just a circle, but a tire. And so when you look at that small D, you know, it's coming off of the tail of the D, like the tire is coming out towards you. But most people have never recognized that, you know, and the other one is a little easier to catch. It's actually an arrow. And again, showing the forward motion, you know, and progress is why they wanted to incorporate that. And, you know, that one's a little bit easier to spot, but it's part of the X at the end of the logo. You know, so those things are there. So I encourage you, if you're, you know, to look at the logo later after we, you know, connect or after you've listened to this and take a look at it and see if you can find those elements. The point being, they've been there the whole time. You know, it's not until I've told you that they're there and that you know to look for them that you'll find them. Does that make sense?
Right, right. And you know, the other even simpler explanation is, remember that you think about when you decide to buy a new car, you start seeing that car all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the takeaway from this is that this filter for the brain, the reticular activating system, is such an opportunity that you can use to leverage your brain to impact your success by just giving this filter for the brain clarity about who you are, how you want to show up, what you want to accomplish, and how you're going to accomplish it. If you feed that to yourself every day, boy, it is a whole new ball game. And again, this is leveraging yourself through science. So it's it works on everybody. So anything else to add to it?
I don't think so. I think that's well said. I'll just, the final thing I'll add is this was one of those things, there's like a handful of things through this whole process and through this 12 minute a day technique. And that was one of those, the reticular activating system was like one of those light bulb moments that we talk about, where it burst on like, oh, you know, and then that light bulb keeps getting a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter. And completely understanding that and understanding the science and the connection to it has been an absolute game changer. So, and it's just that one little thing. And that's what I said, we've all got it. So use it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, that takes care of it. So we will see you next time. And if you're interested in learning more, go to thinkitbeit.com or email me at john@thinkitbeit.com or kelly@thinkitbeit.com. And until next time, we'll see you.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.